get to the top. To the top, not the bottom of the top. Top talent.
Greetings and salivations. This is my podcast, Top Talent, the podcast that originates from and celebrates upstate New York's capital region, featuring talent who either lives here or talent coming to the area. It started off to be a podcast about musical talent only, but I've kind of spread my wings a little bit because everybody's got a talent, including cutting hair. Yes, hairstylists. Takes an immense amount of talent. And of course, recently, like everybody else in the planet, I was dying. I couldn't wait another day with my hair. It was gross.
This is the last day for this hair. Got an appointment to see my hairstylist. I'm glad, because if it got any longer, I'd be looking like Billy Ray Cyrus. There's a protocol that I must follow. Man, I'm nervous. My hands, they are shaking. I sure hope I don't have to bend over when my temperature's gonna be taken.
So I made an appointment to have my hair done from a hairstylist that I've known for a long time, and everybody around here has known for years and years, like 40 years in the business. His name is Chaz, and he works at Uppercut in Colony or Albany, New York area. So there you go. And then I got the idea, well, maybe I'll just interview him while he's cutting my hair. And that became the subject of this podcast. I take you now to the actual scene where I was having my hair cut and talking with Chaz about what hair cutting is going to look like in the future in the, quote, new normal, some of the precautions he's taking, and just what it's like to get a haircut if you are a little bit hesitant about doing it. Here we go with my interview with Chaz.
So, Chaz, I don't know, it looks like you're going to do welding.
I know. Face mask, this is plastic shield, the whole bit, but basically, the idea is to keep you safe, keep me safe. I'd like to see you again healthy and happy. And like the governor says, New York smart, New York safe, New York loving.
But this isn't something... New York tough. You're not doing this electively. This everything you're doing right now, you have to have, right?
I mean, it's highly recommended. We have to submit a plan. And we try to have proper PPE. We try to make sure that you're, like I said, you're safe, we're safe.
Right.
I mean, I'm over 60.
Same here.
Morbidly obese. Luckily, I'm a healthy fat man. I don't have diabetes. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have things that other people have.
And I do.
Really? You're a skinny guy.
And I'm skinny and I have it.
So how the hell is that possible?
I don't know. It's all...
must be...
it's all in the genes.
The genetics, right?
It's all in the genes. It's so weird.
It is something.
So you're not allowed to do, like if I had a mustache or a beard, you couldn't do that.
Yeah,
right?
I wouldn't be able to trim. You'd have to trim that in your bathroom, looking at your sink, unfortunately.
And then what else aren't you allowed?
Until phase three, I can't do waxing services. I can't. I think nail salons are prohibited from being in business until phase three.
Right.
I don't do nails anyway, but it falls under the same laws as cosmetology.
Now, so. I know people, when I say that I'm coming to you, that have gone to you, had to be like 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I have clients that span 40 years of business, thank God. Thank God. This is what I live for people coming back and being happy, and I'm happy if they're happy, and they're happy when I'm happy, so it's all good.
And in 40 years, there's never been anything that you've ever seen that's approximated.
This is unprecedented. like I said, while I am not I've dropped out of the GOP, but basically I've never been a Cuomo booster, but I think he has done a fabulous job handling a crisis that we have never, none of us have ever lived through. So I give him high marks. I actually tune in to the podcast or the whatever every
same
night
here.
To
same
see
here.
What he said and see what's going on. I loved it when he was talking with his brother.
Yeah, I mean, it hit his family so personally.
Absolutely.
That was amazing that it hit Chris Cuomo.
And he has been a rock. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know that he even cares if he gets reelected, because I think he put the brakes on again if we start to spike. And people say, oh, he couldn't do that again. I think he could, and I think he would. For public, for our safety, I would vote for him again, absolutely.
It's beyond politics. It's just more
it's not
common
politics.
Sense.
It's life and death.
It's life and death. It's a health
issue. Life and death. My mother's sister, my aunt, died last month in April of COVID-19. Honestly, she was talking to my mother on a Thursday, Friday night. She called her son, said, "I can't breathe." She was fine one day. She was sick the next. We didn't know. Hospitals, everybody was playing knee-jerk reaction. Nobody really knows what to do back then in April. They hospitalized her. She was intubated by Saturday, early hours of Saturday morning. She was dead by Sunday. Like I said, we're playing defense with this disease,
right?
Not offense. And right. I think we're slowly switching gears. At least in New York State, everything's been good. I've had two COVID tests now in the last month. I have another one scheduled for this Sunday. I go every 2 weeks. It isn't pleasant. It isn't wonderful. But you know what? I want to know. And
sure.
I want to be safe for you and for me.
Oh, yeah. I'm as nervous as you are, right?
I bring my paperwork right in here with me. Anybody wants to see my results, I have it right here. It's fabulous. Again, it's uncomfortable. That long Q-tip, I don't know where the hell it goes, but it goes way up there.
You thought it would come out the other side.
I'm telling you, I'm thinking it's getting a little piece of my brain.
So where do you have to go? Do you go to a specific place for that? Or?
I go right over to Rite Aid. It's a wonderful resource. RiteAid.com, and you sign up for a test, and you sign away your firstborn. And no, I'm kidding. My firstborn is in Afghanistan serving the country right now.
Oh, that's right. They're both.
So she's deployed in Afghanistan right now. I don't even know where. Somewhere in Kabul, I believe.
Are you serious?
But, she had to do 3 weeks of quarantine. The military's really tough. They're very smart, very tough.
That's what I was wondering about.
Yeah,
that. We have a friend in England, and her son is going in the Air Force, the Royal Air Force there.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And just wondering, what is basic training like today when you have to be 6 feet away? You know, I think he had to quarantine as well.
Well, I imagine it's sort of the same thing as we all go through now.
Right.
It's a new normal. Until we have a vaccine, this is the new normal.
This is the new normal.
PPE, face masks, face coverings, the whole bit.
Now, do you know anybody else in the hair business who's just not going to reopen or has killed them?
I've talked with a few people who are not going to reopen simply because they are the same age as me, and they're actually thinking it's time to retire.
Wow.
But I don't want to be forced into retire. I want to work, and if I can work smart, I can work safely. I would rather work than not.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you. You retired, and now you got a podcast. You didn't stay in retirement.
Right. No, you got to do something.
So you got to do something with your life. And listen, when I was sitting home for 3 months. I think I wore a trail in the carpet to the fridge. I mean, I look forward to my outings to the grocery store, for God's sake.
Right.
I would walk into Price Chopper and say, "Honey, I'm home." Oh, my God.
Well, you're more brave than us. We haven't even gone into a grocery store since March.
Really?
We have everything delivered.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No wonder my deliveries from Amazon are late. Wow. No, that's amazing. I go to the store.
We're starting to do it now.
I do what I have to do, you know. Well, I thought my kids were going to come visit and stay with me for April while they were moving to North Carolina from California. And it turned out they didn't want to infect me, so they didn't come. But in March, I bought toilet paper and paper towels before any of this in April. I was shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a whole aisle filled with paper products and they're empty. What are people doing, eating toilet paper? People get unreasonable in times like this.
I think also if you go into a store and you see a line of people, let's say they're looking at regular towels or washcloths, I'm thinking, why is everybody buying a washcloth? I better buy a washcloth, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you just,
yeah.
Because you saw the line of people. So what else do you have to sanitize in this room right now when I leave?
Every surface, I spray and disinfect. All my implements, I put in a UV sanitizer as well as a barbicide mixture that disinfects all hard surfaces.
So that's got to slow you down. I mean, you could have taken another customer by
it. I've had to work it so that basically there's nobody here but you.
Right. All right, that hurts.
In this particular salon, we are very lucky. We each have our own space, our own sink, our own area. So other than the entrance and the exit, we have three entrances and exits as well. So we have, we're only running at 40% capacity, and we're going to keep it that way during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, we can be sure that you're safe, we're safe, as we can be. We are not obviously, I'm cutting your hair, so we're not social distancing right now.
No, right. That's what I was concerned about, yeah. But with
we're
your
doing the very best we can with it.
With your welder mask. If you can get me one, mask, I would have felt a little better, but you don't give that to the customers.
What's that?
The welder mask.
You know, the problem with giving it to you is it would go around the back of your head and you'd have a line where I can't cut your hair. I hope that you can rest assured that I do everything I can to keep you safe.
Yeah, no, I feel safe. I'm suffocating with this stupid mask, but...
Well, that's
become standard equipment now. It's going to get to
the
point
normal.
You put your shoes on, your socks on, and your mask on.
I have a mask in my back pocket, another mask in my front pocket, and the one on my face right now. Because you never know when you're going to need one.
I heard one doctor say, one expert, I know there's a million experts and a million theories about this. They said that if everybody had worn a mask, or if everybody continues, like every single person wears a mask, there wouldn't be a resurgence. Out of all things we do, the mask is the most important thing.
I think the mask is very important. I think that we've come to the realization that this is an airborne, more of an airborne pathogen than a contact pathogen. I mean, yes, if somebody snots all over something and it's not cleaned up and disinfected, yeah, I think you could touch your face, touch your eye, touch your nose, and become infected. But this is an airborne pathogen. Mm-hmm. The way we have the airflow in this room, the fans blow the air out of the room, and the fans blow the air down to the ground.
So that's going in the microwave. In the
that goes in the UV sanitizer.
UV sanitizer.
And then that's done with that.
Huh. I thought even a blow dryer, you're not really supposed to.
Well, again, like I said,
because it blows the hair into the
sand. There's again, mixed ideas about blow drying. Most of the time, in here anyway, with a ceiling fan blowing air down to the ground, you can't have particles sitting in the air because they're blowing straight down.
Oh, okay.
When the air conditioning in the wall is on, it blows it through the room,
into
down
the
to the ground, and it's out of the room.
Right.
So it's almost like a reverse osmosis effect to the air. So we've put a lot of thought into how we want this to work here.
Like a scientist, my
God. Try to keep things safe for you and for us.
Yeah. So was there guidance with this, or did you figure that out?
Well, there
on
was
your own?
Guidance, and we've looked at other states that opened first.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried to be, like Governor Cuomo tells us, be smart and try to learn as we go. It's everything else, like everything else. We're learning as we go, Rich.
Yeah. Well, I felt safe. I was actually semi-worried last night about getting my hair cut. I'm like, really? Why should I even be concerned?
Was it painful?
No.
Was it okay?
I feel so much better. I couldn't stand it. Great. You can get rid of that bald spot.
I wish I could do that for you. If I could get rid of yours, I'd get rid of mine.
This is good. This is great.
Is that right?
Everybody's got to come to Uppercut right on Central Avenue?
Only by appointment only.
By appointment
and
only?
You have to text us or call us from the parking lot. No one's allowed. We have no waiting room. We do not. None of that. No waiting room.
Oh, that's right.
No waiting access. It's one person at a time for each of us. And again, we're all in our own spaces. We are totally social distanced, and we keep you as safe as we can.
And this is
the idea is I'm of the age where I could be sick and die.
Yeah?
My aunt was only 15 years older than me. That's not that long away from me. I don't want to die.
No. No, that's right. You're going to be more safe.
So, like I said, I'm a booster for Mr. Cuomo.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm being smart, safe, and loving. That's all that matters.
Well, I'm coming back.
You know? Good. Cool beans.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That concludes my discussion with Chaz. I highly recommend going to him, and I'll have the information, his address, and so forth down in the show notes, a phone number, email address, and all that kind of stuff. Thanks for listening to this episode. I got more episodes to come. You can go to Top Talent on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts to hear some of the other ones that I've done. I have almost 50 of them up there. I also do something that has nothing to do with podcasts, but every other Thursday night on Facebook Live, I'm doing a live piano bar where I take requests. I pick a theme or a genre, and you can watch me suffer through trying to fake my way through songs. So if you get a chance, please take a listen to that. Please subscribe to this. Thanks again, and we will see you next time on
Top Talent.